Hare Krishna. By looking further horizontally, we can't see vertically. Suppose a person wants to see ahead and for that purpose gets a binoculars. And the person gets to see far ahead in the distance on the road through the binoculars. Now definitely the binoculars has enhanced the vision. And the more powerful a person binoculars a person gets, the further that person will be able to see. But if that person keeps seeing horizontally, then that person cannot see what is overhead. Whether binoculars are there or not, if that person is seeing in the horizontal direction, one cannot see what is there above one's head. For that, one needs not a better device, but a redirection of one's vision. So, their improvement of technology will not help. There has to be a redirection of one's line of vision. So something similar happens when we try to use material advancement to understand spiritual truths. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in 15.11 that Yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatanto apyakritatmano nainam pashyantyachetasaha. So he says, Yatanto yoginas chainam, those who the yogis who endeavor, pashyanti atmanyavasthitam, they situate themselves in the awareness of the soul, on the position of the soul, at the spiritual level of reality, and they can see the soul, they can perceive the spiritual reality, pashyanti. But then, yatanto apyakritatmano. But those who are not situated, akrutatmano, who are not situated in an proper understanding of the soul, nainam pashyanti achetasaha. Even if they strive to see, they cannot see. Why? Because their achetasaha, their vision is misdirected. Today, mainstream materials, mainstream science is largely materialistic. It adheres to the idea of naturalism and tries to explain all natural phenomena by attributing them to natural causes. And by this, we have been able to understand many things which many previous generations did not understand. And that's how we have got a huge amount of technology today. At the same time, this is looking horizontally and looking further horizontally, because we are operating in the realm of matter and we are looking deeper and deeper and further in the control of matter and the manipulation of matter. But with this method, we cannot see spirit, because by operational methodological definition, materialistic science does not look for spiritual causes. And that's why no matter how further the material science goes ahead, it cannot discover spiritual truths. So for example, when scientists try to explain consciousness in terms of neurochemical transformations in the brain cells, biochemical transformations, they just come to a dead end. Because no matter how intricately we find, discern, detect, measure, quantify the patterns of the brains, they are ultimately just change of electrochemical signals. So there is electrochemical changes happening in any chemical laboratory. There is electricity going through a camera. That does not produce consciousness. Why would the electricity in our head produce consciousness? So we may understand which part of the brain correlates with which conscious experience, but we will not understand conscious experience by these means. We need to shift our method and recognize consciousness as a fundamental reality, rather than asking the question, how does consciousness originate from the brain? We need to ask, okay, where does consciousness originate from? Since the brain is made of matter, and matter itself is insentient, being made of insentient atoms and molecules, what is the source of consciousness? That has to be non-material. So when we accept, at least in theory, the idea of a non-material reality, then we change our line of vision from horizontal to vertical. When we open ourselves to spiritual reality, then Gita wisdom stands ready to first intellectually explain the non-material source of consciousness of the soul, and then by the practice of yoga to experientially demonstrate its reality. And thus, to expand our knowledge, we need not to look further horizontally. To expand our knowledge about the soul, we need to look vertically. That means give up our rigid insistence that everything in reality has to be material and open ourselves to exploring and experiencing non-material spiritual reality. Thank you. Hare Krishna.